Well, good morning, everyone. It's really good to see you this morning. It's good to be together. My name is Kristen. For those who don't know me, I'm the Minister for Worship and Spiritual Care here at Rosedale United Church. And with me today in leadership is Ruth Noble, Reverend Ruth Noble, who's our Minister for Community Engagement, and our music director, Dr. Sarah Svensson, and Cadence Brassard, who's our junior organ scholar, and the choir is among you. It's really, really good to have you with us to form this community. If this is your first Sunday here, then a really warm welcome to you. And we want you to know that we gather for tea and coffee through those doors after the service. And we hope that you'll stay and chat and make yourself known to us. If you're here with kids, make yourself at home. Stand up, sit down, move around as you need to. You know that we have the quiet area at the back. Nicole is there right now gathering with some of our kids, and she'll be taking them down for their program after the blessing of our learning in the service. Rosedale United Church is a hub supporting human flourishing in this community and in our city. Just a couple of events I want to flag around that for this week. This event is happening at another congregation, North Lee United Church, not far from us online, flagging an announcement that was in our Keeping in Touch this past week, that they are doing a three-part series on adjusting, coping, adapting to climate change. May 3rd, they're doing one on energy and electricity. It's all online. You can check back in the KIT to get the links to that. If you're not a subscriber to our Keeping in Touch, talk to Ruth or myself after the service and we can get you connected with that. It's where all of our announcements are about this community. I also want to invite all of you next Saturday, May 6th at 2 p.m. This is at Rosedale Presbyterian Church. This community, all of us in Rosedale, are holding a memorial in memory of a little girl whose body was found in our community about a year ago, last May. Some of you may have heard this on Dale Avenue. There will be a memorial for this little girl next Saturday, May 6th at Rosedale Presbyterian. Rosedale United is an affirming congregation. This is a community for people of all ages, gender identities, sexualities, family configurations, backgrounds. And we gather today for worship on land stewarded by our Indigenous siblings for millennia. I want to invite all of us to stand now and to join together in our call to worship.
It is good to be in this place of worship. It is good to gather with this church family. It is good to gather in the presence of God. Let's celebrate the gifts of God. Let us be open to God's transforming love. Let us be fully in this moment as we worship our God together. Let us join our voices in singing hymn number 374, In Your Voices United, Come and Find a Quiet Center.
Crowded life freely.
Friends, we greet one another with the peace of Christ. I invite you to turn to those among you and just say, "Peace be with you." The response is, "And also with you."
Peace be with you.
And so we bless this time. We bless this time as a time of learning and a time of growth, a time of mind expansion and heart expansion. We bless our learning, and this is when our kids go down to their special programming. But it also signifies that, hey, you know, we're learning and growing too, not just the kids. So I'll invite you. The refrain, it's printed in our bulletin, "I am a child of God." And so settling in now to this time, to where we are, to the present moment, settling in with everything that you have brought, that you're holding with you this morning as we gather, everything of the past week, and all that you are going into, I invite us into this time of prayer, of gathering the threads of our lives. We'll begin with a moment of silence. And then you'll hear Cadence play our sung response, and we invite you to sing along. We'll sing that response two more times throughout the prayer. Let us pray. God alive and among us this day, to you no door is closed, to you no heart is locked. Draw us beyond our doubts and fears till we see the risen Christ and say in our hearts, we believe. Open us to listen to your voice. If at times we deny you, God, forgive us. when the risks of discipleship are high and we are nowhere to be found, God, forgive. When we wash our hands of responsibility, when we cast our lot with powerful oppressors, when fear keeps us from witnessing to your truth, or prejudice keeps us from believing it, God, forgive. Tender God, raise us in your love, so that with joy we may witness to your awesome deeds. Help us to hear the sound of your Spirit. All of this we pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And so we open our theme this morning. This morning we're talking about theology and the inspiration for this community to be a hub supporting human flourishing. So the theme question this morning for all of you to ponder just in your hearts, we're not going to ask you to share, this is just for you alone. What is the connection for you between what you believe about God and what it means to be a hub? How does your faith inspire you to open this church building to the community? Sarah will play for a moment while we contemplate.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number who were being saved. This is the witness of the early church. Thanks be to God. In these ancient words, may we hear wisdom for living today.
Thank you, Kat, and thank you, Sydney. You did a great job. Friends, I invite us to sing our response. This is from More Voices. It's 126, Are You a Shepherd? I invite you to stand as you're able in body or spirit. And so a moment now to enter into prayers of the community. And each week when we have these prayers of the community, I talk with the people who partner with me. And so these are truly the prayers that are lifted up by you and by what's on your heart and what's on your mind. Kat grew up the daughter of a politician, and she believes in learning about public speaking skills very early. And so this is one of the reasons why Sydney was with us. It starts now, right? And it's a delight. It's a delight to see the two of you. And so I just want to invite you into this moment of prayer. Let us pray. God of renewal and fresh starts. We hold so much gratitude for spring and all the times lately that spring has stopped us right in our tracks with its beauty.
We have gratitude for all that has delighted us, flowering trees like clouds, cherry and apple and redbud and forsythia, fluorescent green growth, gardens at their beginning, tulips and lilacs, and the sound of chickadees. Let this spring teach us about how to be in the present, if ever there was a time to put down our phones and to go outside together, it is now.
We recall with awe and wonder all the people we know who have had the courage to create spring in their own lives. We marvel at the courage of those people we know, even ourselves, who have said, enough. Who have said, the time is now. Who have said, I can change. Who have said, I deserve more. Who have said, what is next? May we embrace our own courage for renewal.
We pray from our deepest humanity for our siblings around the world who need spring. We pray for our courage, and above all, we pray for renewal to come to all who live in Sudan or had to flee the country. We know our spirit is there, God, and we pray for the protection of all. Fill us with the compassion and show us how we may help. We pray for an end to war in Ukraine. God, hear our prayer and help us to alleviate suffering.
And we pray for our world, what we conceive of as your creation. May we always interact with the natural world full of awe and wonder that spring inspires. And where we have the ability to make positive change for the planet in our own homes and workplaces, stir our hearts, God, to implement it. What are we waiting for, God? Encourage us to invest in the earth. Lead us and renew us, God of fresh starts. Amen. And so we respond. It may be that you are carrying a prayer on your heart this morning, someone that you're holding, that you're worried for, or some gratitude that's in your heart that you want to lift up. It could be a place that's on your mind. And so we have stations all around the sanctuary, and in this moment you're invited to wander up if you're moved to and light a candle in honor of what's on your heart as a means of actualizing your prayer. You also might feel moved in this moment to make a donation to the life and work of this church community, and we do have a box at the back where you can donate your offering. It's also fine to just sit where you are and take a moment to have some silence, and that's okay too. So I invite you to join in our response. We offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts, the gifts of God as a blessing for the world.
So you hear it every week. You hear us say, we are a hub supporting human flourishing. Well, for the past 9 months, Kristen, Sarah, and myself have been working towards the official launch of the Rosedale Hub that comes this September. We've drafted a 2-year plan with lots of consultation and feedback from the Strategic Implementation Working Group, from the board, and from the neighborhood through conversation and a survey that was conducted last fall. Since September, we've been piloting various programs, exercise classes, concerts, panel discussions, a choir school, art therapy, and community dinners. And we are ready now to share with you our vision and the plan for the hub. And next Sunday is when we will officially do this. As we have been building to this presentation, we wanted to take this time to help all of us to remember how we got here. We've been writing about the genesis of the vision to become a hub in our KIT, and today we thought we'd share some of our own personal theology around the hub, why the vision of a hub at RUC felt to Sarah, Kristen, and myself like true living out of our faith. And we've invited Susan Vance, the chair of our Strategic Implementation Working Group, to ask each of us some questions about theology in the hub. Thank you for this opportunity to share these insights with you. Now over to Susan.
I think this is on. Yes. Great. Thanks, Ruth. So these are prepared questions, so they're not just going to ad lib, in case you were wondering. And each question, there are three of them, and they each have two parts. So who's going first? Okay, Sarah.
Hello.
You've been voluntold. Why did you say yes to Rosedale United Church? And what was it about the vision that attracted you?
Yes, I came through the interview process last spring, and I hadn't actually really heard that Rosedale was hiring. I didn't know a lot about Rosedale United Church. There were actually a number of United Church organist positions flipping at the same time. And Rosedale reached out, and I had this wonderful casual get to know you with the hiring committee, and I just really appreciate it when they started to describe the planning of the hub, this practical aspect of considering the future of the church from what felt like an optimistic space. So I've been through, next year is my 20th anniversary playing organ in the church. I know that doesn't make sense because I look a bit young, but just as Cadence has started when she's now 14, I had my first choir when I was 15. And I've been to many denominations, multiple provinces, and I've also worked with National Office for the Royal Canadian College of Organists. And unfortunately, and fortunately, we all have the same problem. What do we do about the decline of the church, of church attendance? It's something that's just a practical question for all of us across the country, no matter our denomination mostly, and the organist population in general. And I loved that that this idea of a hub felt like a revisioning, a 21st century church, opening the doors in a new way that allowed the whole community to feel like it was welcome. And I've always kind of asked, you know, the intrinsic external value to a church, the community. Would the community help rebuild if we burned down? And it felt like all of the visioning that the church had been doing before I even had that casual conversation, the answer was maybe. Maybe it could. You know, maybe it would if this could come into fruition. So that would be I think I covered it. Anyway, thank you. Yeah.
Great answer.
So I'll repeat the question for you, Kristen. Why did you say yes to Rosedale United? And what was it about the vision that attracted you?
Well, I actually thought a long time before I said yes to Rosedale United Church. I waited, I think, probably like 9 months before officially submitting my application for the position of worship leader, minister of worship and spiritual care. And this is because, as you all know, I'd had a long ministry already with Rosedale United by the time 2019 came around, and we lost almost half our staff that year. And I didn't want to say yes because it felt like it was an easy thing to do or because I was known to all of you. I really wanted to say yes to staying on even longer in this place because I believed I was called to be here and because I could see that there was a vision for this church into the future. And so I spent months actually in discernment just listening to myself and to my heart and listening to Spirit and thinking about Rosedale United Church. And in the end, I could see that this could be a place where people could come to get refreshed and renewed for whatever work they were doing out there in the world. My initial vision was of Rosedale United as a retreat center in the city. And once I had that vision, I felt excited about applying. And I think I was also attracted to Rosedale United because I felt that you all were ready to have this conversation and open to it. So when I came into my role, we didn't actually have this vision yet of being a hub. That was actually my initial work with all of you, was to just do lots of listening and have small group discussions and talk to all kinds of people about what our why is in this neighborhood. And so the vision that we have of being a hub, a center that supports human flourishing, that's actually your vision. It's the congregation's vision. I just heard you saying it, and I wrote it down. So that's my answer to that question. Yeah.
Thanks, Kristen. I wasn't sure whether this was an Oprah kind of an interview or Barbara Walters or Peter... Oprah?
Yeah, probably
okay.
Oprah.
Because Barbara kind of goes even deeper. You know what? We'll do Barbara towards the end. Okay. We're on Oprah. Ruth.
Do Oprah because I don't want to cry. Yeah. Barbara Walters always makes people cry. So I don't want to cry.
Okay.
When I was looking for what was next for me, I was at a crossroads. I had been laid off from the general counsel office and was kind of had come through the grieving process of that, and then went into the grieving process of losing both my parents in 2021. And so I was trying to figure out what was next. And a friend said, why don't you look at this position description for this church? It was another church. And I looked at it and went, oh. And right after it was Rosedale, and it was this position description of Minister for Community Engagement. And my spirit leapt, and I just felt, huh. And so I read it again, and my spirit still leapt, and then I applied. And so I said yes, because through the interview process and listening and to the search committee telling me the vision for this position and the hub and what community engagement meant at Rosedale, I thought, yeah, this is where I'm being called to be. So I said yes, because my spirit leapt and it's still leaping. Wonderful. And what I love about the vision is that it's not all figured out. Mm-hmm. I've worked with churches that want to do this kind of hub, but they have a business plan right away and they haven't consulted with the neighborhood. They haven't even talked to the community outside their church building. They've just sort of said, this is what they need. And it never works. And so what I loved about Rosedale was that there's consultation, there's conversation, and we're living into the vision and seeing where it takes us and where the Spirit is leading us in this community and in the city. So that's what I loved about the vision, is that it's not all figurative.
We're a work in progress.
Yeah, which all churches should be.
Yeah, for sure. We're growing,
yeah.
Learning. Yeah. Okay, Sarah, you're up. What is the connection for you between a hub that supports human flourishing and church? And how do you connect growing a hub with living out your faith?
Well, first, I think a healthy church life supports human flourishing in general. And that's kind of in our immediate church community. And for me, a hub, to create this concept of, you know, this external appendage of RUC that isn't, you know, necessarily explicitly Christian, but is welcoming to all faiths, creeds, etc. I feel like it basically is a way to spread the safe environment of human flourishing to the broader community. It's a way of sharing, a way of expressing and sharing the gifts that God has given us while still respecting individual rights and beliefs of those external to our immediate church community. And then one way I live out my faith is through community connection and supports, as well as active and engaging learning. The choir knows that I like to have fun. You may have noticed in the anthem today. I think that especially in traditionalist churches, or if we come from a traditional church history, we feel like, and it is important, it's so important to honor our traditions, but it also can sometimes feel like there are so many rules, you don't know what you can and can't do, and that makes it really challenging to learn safely, as we know in kind of the newer research in education. And children's education is human education, so there's no reason as adults we can't learn in a safe, happy, healthy environment. So I think that being bold and honest in those learning spaces, being able to say, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm learning, and I'm proud of myself for how far I've come and where I'm heading, is a great way to move forward. And that boldness is something I really try to live into, because it can be scary to walk out and choose to learn every day. And I think that this hub can reflect that, because like Ruth said, it's not all written down. Like, we know what we're doing, we're writing it down, but what it's really gonna be, like if it's really going to fit with the community and the environment and the city, we need to be bold and vulnerable and move forward. So I think it really speaks to the way I personally express my faith life.
Thanks, Sarah. Would you like me to read the question again, Kristen?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, so the connection for me between a hub that supports human flourishing and church, like that just is my definition of church. And I've been really, really lucky that's the kind of church that I grew up in Edmonton. My home church was just this place that I feel like it supported my flourishing my whole life. It was truly all ages, all kinds of people, and it was really a lot like that community described in the book of Acts. Like, we had meals together, people shared what they had. As kids, we were always running around the building, you know, we knew every back passageway and staircase, and it was just like a second home. For me, you know, church has been a place that has supported my flourishing in all the ups and downs of life. Some of you know, I've shared with you that Steve and I had an unplanned pregnancy. This is our son, Nicholas, when we were students and not yet married. All is well. All's well that ends well. But at the time, it wasn't easy. I was a youth leader and going to Emmanuel College here in Toronto, and my home congregation was awesome to me, to us, to Nicholas when he was born in our family later. You guys have been awesome. They threw us a baby shower, and yeah, so that's, church has just been that place for me. It's where I've found stability my whole life. Just church is flourishing. There's just that is it. That's what we exist to do for each other. Yeah. And I've experienced that, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Thanks, Kristen. That really means a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. And over to you, Ruth.
Yeah. So for me, the hub and church are the two sides of the same coin, the coin of spirituality. And so I think what church means to me is it's more than just a building, it's a feeling. It's those moments of exhale, moments of zen that call me into action. We all need those moments of respite that push us forward to change the world. And so that's what, for me, the hub is. It's a place, it's an opportunity for respite, and it's also a call to action. It's inspiration to respond and to grow, explore, and learn. And, you know, I've had many experiences in my life. I've been in the church my whole life. I'm a preacher's kid. My dad was a civil rights activist. He protested the Vietnam War. The last song my dad ever sang was "We Shall Overcome." So I come from that activism world. That to me is what church is. So I've had a number of experiences of those moments of Zen. One was in Nicaragua. I was on a trip when I was in Queens Theological School. We did a cross-cultural experience, and we ended up, our bus broke down. All six tires of the bus burst at some point. So we had to wait till they could hand pump the tires so that we could leave again to go back to our hotel. And we ended up in this church community, and I ended up playing trucks with kids on the porch at the school, at the church, and it was so much fun. Another moment of Zen was singing hymns in the back of a pickup truck, going down the highway in Eswatini, Africa, and in pouring rain, heading towards creating a vegetable garden to feed a large family. The moments of exhale that sing my soul when I go to Five Oaks Education Center in Paris, Ontario, and I get that same exhale when I come off of the busy streets into Rosedale, and those trees just give me this hug, and my body just goes, those are moments of church for me, moments of renewal that revive me. And that's what I think of when I think of the connection between the church and the hub.
That's a beautiful image. Thank you, Ruth. And Sarah, what scripture or piece of music captures the vision of the hub in a word or a song for you? And how does this scripture, verse, or piece of music inspire you and give you strength as you work on bringing Rosedale United Church's vision to life?
Well, I think the Spirit speaks everywhere from multiple medias. So my answer is a pop song. It came in and out of, it's coming out of my Christian life over the years. It was originally released in 1967 by the British singer-songwriter Donovan. However, I first encountered it as a cover, which I still prefer musically, by Sarah McLachlan, in my teens when I was learning about the relationship between, a relationship of grace and dignity in spaces of death and life. The song is "Wear Your Love Like Heaven." I don't know if people are familiar with it. I'd just like to highlight its pre-chorus and chorus and a line from one of the verses. "Lord, kiss me once more, fill me with song. Allah, kiss me once more, that I may wear my love like heaven." And a line from verse 3. "All our race proud and free." which race I interpret as the human race. I looked up this text for a few reasons. First, I enjoy that in the pre-chorus, there are mixed religious references. First calling upon the Christian Lord, and then the Muslim Allah. And, combined with all our race proud and free, the idea that we are all one and can all be together. That this hub can be for everyone, regardless of faith, color, sexual orientation, sex, financial status, or any other divider which we encounter in our daily lives. Second, the idea that it is a kiss from these deities which enables like an action word, one to wear one's love like heaven, like a blessing or encouragement, or like the Holy Spirit on the wings of a dove, encouraging outward acts of hospitality. Finally, the act of wearing one's love like heaven, it's outward, it's physically manifest. I believe that the hub is the physical manifestation of RUC wearing its love like heaven.
Amazing, thank you, Sarah. And Kristen?
The hymn that comes to mind for me that captures the vision of the hub and inspires me in working towards it is I Am the Light of the World. When I was growing up, it was in the green hymn book, if you remember the green hymn book. And the chorus goes, I am the light of the world. You people come and follow me. When you follow and love, you learn the mystery of what you were meant to do and be. And those are the key words for me with our hub. Follow and love. Following Jesus for me means opening up, welcoming everyone, sharing what we have, being in community with each other, because that's what Jesus did. And he did it with no strings attached. And then love. You know, being a hub, being a place that's just open to the community, to me is deeply loving. It's about creating a place where people can feel at home. And when you think about it, there's very few places where people can just be in our society anymore without there being a really big price tag attached to it. So follow and love.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ruth.
Okay. Rob Bell is one of my favorite theologians, and he did a piece of spoken word music with the liturgists called Sunday, and I just love the imagery, so I'm going to share some of the words from the first verse of this spoken word piece. You have your breath, exhale, inhale, this light force that gently, quietly, and unassumingly surges through you. In and out. Your breath enters and then leaves your body. Your body is made up of all these molecules which make up these cells, which make up these systems. You are an odd blend of soul and spirit, dust and bone. You have hair and eyelids and toes and elbows and knees and opinions. You make assumptions and you have expectations. You are this potluck of emotions and feelings and physicality. You are part mountain, part ocean, and part spirit. You are a fascinating, endless mystery. I just love that. Fascinating, endless ministry. Mystery. Mystery. I keep saying ministry. Mystery. But for me, this encompasses everything that the church and hub is. Fascinating mystery of breath and cells, spirit, dust, and bone. Faith is often a mystery, and everything always works out in the end, but sometimes it's a mystery of how it works out. And I think the hub is that kind of thing. It's a mystery of how it's going to all unfold, but it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be this incredible mystery, potluck of emotions.
Yes, yes it is. It's a mystery right now, and we're going to try to solve the mystery. thank you guys so much. Just to bring it on home, this is an unscripted question, completely spontaneous. Nobody has prepared anything for this, but what we'd all like to know If you were an animal or a bird or a fish or a reptile or an amphibian, what would you be? Okay, let's start with Ruth, because we started with...
I was thinking, oh, it's good that Sarah's going first.
I had to switch it up.
Oh, geez.
Or a mollusk.
A mollusk.
Or an insect.
I think I'd be a phoenix.
A phoenix, or it could be a mythical creature.
This a is what?
Or a mythical creature, a phoenix.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
I always think of phoenix birds. Sorry, I'm a Harry Potter fan, so for me, phoenixes exist.
Yes, okay. And
they're not mythical.
And so this is the one that bursts into flames spontaneously.
Right, but they're always reinventing themselves.
Right.
So and they have these moments of molting when they shed what has old, and then they rebirth and resurrection. And I just think that the hub is a resurrection moment. We are resurrecting ourselves here at Rosedale. And so I think of Phoenix.
Wow, that was unscripted. This is just, the spirit is moving. How about you, Kristen?
Well, the first image that came to me was of a bear, just because I perceive myself to be as someone that my kids like snuggling with, and I am fierce. Cross me the wrong way, and
Mama Bear.
So yeah, I'm both of those things, like cuddly fur, but also look out. Yeah.
Nice, strong. Yeah. Yep. Okay, bring it home for us, Sarah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, just erase, redact, whatever. I'm gonna say, like, actually, my answer is probably a cat, because I just want to follow the sunlight through the day, through the house. But if I was trying to be a bit more fancy, like these ministers over here, I would say a fish, because as a child, I loved Finding Nemo. And I loved the just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
Oh, so
what
you're
do
like
we do?
Dory.
We swim, swim.
Nice.
And I used to always sing that to myself before like competitions or scary things. And I like that fish just keep swimming. I think it's
excellent. And especially Dory.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, that's a wrap.
Thank you.
Friends, let's have a chance to stretch. I'll invite you to stand. We're going to sing. This is Voices United 706, Give Thanks for Life. And we've got, we do have verses with this one. We're just singing 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
We go out with the power of a springtime God, a God of renewal, a God of courage, a God of Easter. We go companioned by Jesus, made known by this community, by all the hands and hearts among us, and we go powered by the Holy Spirit. Go into this day, friends, and go into this day renewed. We sing our blessing to each other as we go.